Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journeys to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043, right here on Grindhard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Jess Lynn with Don't Be So Hard on Yourself. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 20 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have taken on so far. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2, Episode 20 is Why Self-Esteem Matters. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about. If people only knew the power of having high self-esteem and seeing yourself the way God sees you, knowing your worth and the value of you, loving you truly comes when you have an understanding of God's great opinion of you, knowing why you were created and the power of what Jesus did for us. Having high self-esteem affects every area of life and our entire well-being. Contrary to popular belief, God wants you to have confidence, courage, and be comfortable in who you are. You are enough for God. I have a new story time segment, a new life after religion segment featuring Irene Castillo, Mythbuster segment, and Who Said That segment. Dave Seidel also brought a new Easy Love segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least 2 copies of my castmate Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He's one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple other surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I have a lot of fun stuff coming up, and I just finished speaking at the 2017 4-H Southern California Healthy Living Fair. I led a workshop and spoke about emotional health and well-being, so I'm very thankful to 4-H for bringing me out to speak. And also, as you guys know, I have a lot of great things coming up that you guys can look at my schedule. And to stay updated, go to my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, and just look under events. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces, I'm creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon. And to find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit in Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support forever amazes me, and I'm eternally grateful unto you.
Let's get right into our first segment. This is a brand new one titled Life After Religion, where I interview visionaries who share about their journeys to spiritual freedom. We are here with my very, very dear friend, Irene Castillo, who is an inspirational speaker, nutrition and wellness educator, and community advocate. Hi, Irene. How are you?
Hi, Sade. I'm doing great. Thank you.
What a joy to feature you for our Life After Religion segment on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
Thanks for having me, Sade.
So tell us about your relationship with God and when and how it became real to you, Irene.
I would love to share with you about my relationship with God. It started as a young girl, actually. When I was little, I grew up going to catechism and saying my prayers, and as a young child, I was always praying to God for my family and for my friends, and I really enjoyed talking to God.
How and when did it become real to you?
Wow, yes. So it became real to me when I was receiving prayer from a group of prayer warriors, honestly, I just felt God, His presence, and I felt it was during the time that I was seeking inner healing, and I had an encounter with God, and I immediately felt inner healing through prayer, and He became more present in my life during that time.
Mm-hmm. So you believe that God is a being or someone whom you can tangibly feel?
Yes, I believe that God is alive, that He is here, present, and we can tangibly feel His presence with us and within us.
Mm-hmm. And so have you found, within religion that there are a large amount of people who actually don't feel God's love and presence on a regular basis like you do?
Unfortunately, yes. I do believe that there are many of us, because I was one of those individuals who wasn't aware of, like, I knew about God, I had heard about Him, I had read about Him, but I had not encountered His presence until I really sought healing from God, and He showed up at a time that, I really needed Him. And I know other people that have had similar experiences where they know about Him, they hear about Him, and they have encounters with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when do you feel like you started walking more away from traditional religion and into grace and spirituality and the relationship that you're walking in with God now?
Okay, so really, I would say that it was a period where I was just learning to hear His voice more. And I had a friend who, encouraged me to actively listen to God. And I started hearing His voice speak to me and tell me what He thought of me. And it just started with asking Him, like, do you love me? What do you think about me? And just whether it was something that I felt or I would hear or I would see, sometimes He would show me an image. And I just started practicing that more and more every day. And so He became more than just someone that I would pray to. He became a friend. He became a father. And quite frankly, during that time, he became a husband to me as well.
Yeah, I do really believe that the love of God, you know, Jesus, which are interchangeable words to me, you know, it's very dynamic. You know, it doesn't have one particular look or voice or face, but that I believe that God is whom he, God can be whomever and whatever a person needs or longs for in their life.
Absolutely.
And so, Irene, how do you deal with people who disagree with what you believe?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I always share my story. I share my testimony, what God has done for me and how he's brought healing into my life and how he's given me a sense of worth and approval. And that's really what I share is all the amazing things that I've encountered through my relationship with God. And so when I'm having that conversation with someone, I can testify of the God that I know. And, you know, I always respect their opinion and I always respect their beliefs, but I also respect, I also try to stay true to what I know about God and my beliefs about him.
And so what has been one of the greatest and most significant things that God has done for you in your life and in your heart?
So one of the significant things that God has done for me in my life, well, I would say that the day that I encountered and experienced inner healing in my heart, walking in to receive prayer for the first time, and really experiencing a supernatural inner healing in my heart where, you know, you feel like a heartache and then all of a sudden God touches you and you feel like he's giving you a brand new heart and you're able to love again. And you're able to have joy again and all the things that were taken away from me were returned to me, including my integrity and identity. During that time, I discovered who I really was according to what God said about me. And that was really powerful. And also, since then, I think a lot of it has been identity and just knowing who I am as his daughter and knowing how significant I really am to him. And and valuable and how he values everything that I do. Because I thought that I always had to serve God and do things for him. And one time he showed me an image of myself studying and reading the book. And he told me, he said, I value that about you. And just living in that love and knowing that he's always watching over me and cheering me on, and just being a loving father the way he has been.
That's really good, Irene. One of the things I think is a powerful truth that a lot of people don't realize and that oftentimes is not taught in traditional religion is, you know, people don't understand that God is the one who came to serve us. You know what I mean? We always think that we're the ones who have to do so much to please God and to serve God and do for God. But Jesus said that the least of these, you know, whomever makes themselves the least will be the greatest. And you think about it, like, who was the greatest servant of all time? Jesus. You know, he made himself the greatest servant of all time for us to provide life for us. And so I think it's really amazing truth when people can grab a hold of that and realize that God came to serve us, you know, with his life, with his grace, with his goodness, with friendship, with everything that we could ever want, need, and long for. And through God's serving of us, that is what empowers us to be able to share that same love and serve in return. You know, it's like you think about it being a parent. There could come a time, and even now, where your daughters do their best to try to help you out and do their chores. And when they get older, you know, and even when you get older and they're going to, you know, take care of you and help you. But it's like still, as a parent, you will always be the one who gives more to your children than they would ever be able to give to you. You know, and it's the same way with God. You always be the one to serve and take care of us more than we could ever try to give to God. You know, and it's a freeing thing.
Absolutely. And I've found that he just wants us to be ourselves, and he just wants to love us where we are at. He doesn't want us to have to be seeking his approval and his acceptance. And he really, what I found my purpose in this life was to just let him love me, just that simple.
Boom.
And through that love, just to be able to have a fruitful life because I let him love me. And it's so much simpler, and it just brings so much joy and peace into my life.
Wow, that's incredible. Preach it, sis. And so what has been one of your greatest setbacks or obstacles in life, and how did God's love help you to overcome that moment? Because there's someone who's listening right now who's going through a great obstacle or setback in their life, and we want them to know that God's love is always going to help them to overcome.
Okay, yes, I have a good one. So I think one of the obstacles for me was always public speaking, whether it was at school, giving a presentation, or if it was presenting at work. It was something that I believed the lie that I was not going to be good at it. For whatever reason, I just agreed with it. And so because of that, when I would get up in front of the classroom, my voice would start to shiver, or I'd sweat, and I just had all of these really just interesting things that would happen to me. And, you know, God spoke to me, and he said, I gave you your voice, and I empower you to use it. And you carry so much wisdom, Irene, and you have to share it with everyone and let them know that they carry the same, because they are also my children, and I love them just as much. And he, you know, from the very beginning, when he encouraged me to do more and more speaking, he promised that he would be by my side. And, you know, there's always like these little signs that he gives me that he's there. Whether it's through encouraging feedback, or just hearing his voice, you know, that he's proud of me. And all that just kind of built me up to where I'm at now, where I can, you know, I can do large public speaking workshops, and I can do trainings, and I can speak to children at schools and do assemblies, and it's been so much fun. And through that, I discovered that I was created to do public speaking. And so I'm so glad I broke ties with that life.
Yeah, that is something that he is, you know, that you are more than capable of doing, and that is a part of your amazing destiny in Jesus. So that's phenomenal, Irene. So with this episode being our you're welcome, dear. So with this episode, the title of this episode being Why Self-Esteem Matters, can you answer that question for me? Why does self-esteem matter?
Why does self-esteem matter? Wow. You know, I think that just believing in yourself and is really important. And when I say believing in yourself, is speaking positive things over yourself and believing in them. So if you're going to say that you're intelligent, for example, that you're going to use that to pursue something that requires intelligence. So like taking a test or signing up for a class, or just signing up for something that you wouldn't normally do. And so just believing that about yourself and walking out in it, because I think with self-esteem, we have so much authority over what we believe in ourselves. And we're like our biggest advocates. And so, and really just listening, spending quiet time and really listening to what God has to say about us, because sometimes there's so many voices and in the atmosphere and, you know, and people around us, but just really having that quiet time to listen to the truth. And I promise you, he always tells us exactly who we are. We're amazing. And so, and also just being around positive people who really pour into us is important. And so the minute, you know, you feel that your self-esteem isn't the greatest, whether it's through something that happened or something that someone told you, just always going back to that place where that place of love, really, where, you know, you can reach out to a friend. And more than anything, I would say never isolate yourselves. Always mm-hmm. seek someone to kind of build you back up and remind you who you are. And again, we are our biggest cheerleaders. So really spending that time to just reflect and love ourselves through positive self-talk.
Yeah, definitely. And so as we're wrapping up our time together, Irene, I can talk to you all day, and thankfully we'll be getting together soon so we can talk to each other all day.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Exactly. What words of encouragement and wisdom do you want to share with someone listening who's been feeling suffocated by religion and the pressures of society?
I would say that it's okay to question if you follow your instincts, if there's something that you're not comfortable with. Really take the time to talk to your friends about it, to talk to family about it. It's important to seek answers when there's confusion, especially. And I would just encourage you to just, if there's any doubt, to really seek the truth, because there's a lot of freedom in the truth. And I think it's important to really just take that time and seek the truth and be talking to others about it.
And, you know, it says that eternity is written on every single person's heart. And so I believe that people know the truth when they hear it. You know what I mean? It's just oftentimes people are not, they're not hearing the truth somewhere. They're not receiving it. Other people aren't teaching it. And so when it comes to it, it can be scary for them at first, because they're like, mm-hmm. there's no way God can be this good. There's no way life can be this
easy.
There's no way I can experience this type of joy and this type of peace and grace. But it's like, yes, that's what God has designed us for. That's why the gospel is the almost too good to be true news, because it's like, really, there is one God who is able to love us in such a way that we can never want and lack again, and to where even if something and when things happen to us on this side of eternity, that this is not the final say-so for our lives, but that we will live mm-hmm. again, and we will not have to suffer, and we will, you know, we will see the true fulfillment of what God has always promised us, you know, before the beginning
right.
of time.
Yes, absolutely. And he definitely stirs that up in our heart where, you know, if we hear something and it makes us uncomfortable, you know, listen to that, because God's trying to show you a better way, and he's trying to show you where there's more freedom. And really, he just wants us to be able to live the life that he's destined for us to live. And it does, you know, the life that he has for us, it's pretty amazing. And so you know, get ready for that, because you know, when you're not used to it because of whether it's religion or other reasons, it's pretty amazing. And I'm really excited for really how God reveals himself to anyone who's listening. And I'm excited for that, because it's going to be so much fun.
Well, I want to thank you so much to my beautiful, wonderful, amazing friend, Irene Castillo, and I am looking forward to chatting with you more and being able to see what you're going to be up to, because I know it's amazing things, and I am looking forward to supporting you and everything that you do, and you know I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders, and you're one of my biggest cheerleaders, and I'm so thankful that I've had you on our Life After Religion segment here on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
Thank you, Sade. I'm so grateful to be here, too. It's been so much fun.
Our next segment of the night is story time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight, I want to talk to you about why self-esteem matters. Why self-esteem matters. People aren't struggling with morality. People are struggling with identity. When you know who and whose you are, your life, your decisions, your thought process, everything about you will reflect that. And that will be the consciousness of your being and where you will see yourself residing. We all know that we live in a world that is constantly telling us what we are not. You are not enough this. You are not enough that. You don't have this, but if you do this, you can have that. If you think like this, you can have that. And so we oftentimes feel insecure and inferior in everyday situations and most of our lives. You know, a lot of us, even the first thing that we wake up in the morning, you know, that's one of the things that's running through our minds. And we oftentimes don't know how that determines how we feel, how that determines the decisions that we make and how we live our life in the day-to-day basis. I want to share with you about my struggle with self-esteem growing up. As many of you know who have been listening to the show, if you know my story, I always knew from a very young age that God had destined me for greatness. I knew that God was going to do great things in my life and that I was going to see tremendous and spectacular things. I just always knew. I always had a consciousness of God's love and who God was, and just I feel that Jesus was embedded within me as a little girl. That's the easiest way that I can put it. And I know to a lot of people theologically and doctrinally that doesn't make sense, but all I can do is share with you my story and what it has looked like in my life. But because of my circumstances at home, because of my upbringing, because of even my schooling in my neighborhoods and being bullied so much, I didn't always like how I looked. I didn't always like myself or feel confident in who I was. I was always trying to change things and fix things about myself, and I felt that that would better my life and help me to be more loved and help me to feel better about myself. You know, I found myself wanting to look like people who look the exact opposite of me and just not feeling good enough in who I was. And even from a young age, struggling with eating practices that were not healthy, that I definitely wouldn't recommend now, but we all can find ourselves in from time to time. And unfortunately, oftentimes, and unfortunately, in most religious environments and traditional churches, it doesn't really help with our self-esteem. And if it does, it's always like this back and forth, tipsy-topsy-turvy type self-esteem or confidence where you know that God loves you, but you still feel unworthy. You know that you're beautiful, but you know you need to work on this. You know you're destined for greatness, but you got to fix this. And so you're always feeling like this uncomfortable tension and contradiction within yourself. And I don't believe that God created us to be that way. I believe that God loves us as we are and created us in so much greatness and magnificence. And God says that we are worthy. God says that we are deserving. Yes, if you base it, and I've said this before in a woman-to-woman segment, if you base it on what we do and where we've been and the mistakes we've made in our life and the choices we've made, you're right. No one can measure up and no one is worthy. But thankfully, God does not treat us and think of us based on what we do and what we have and what we say and where we've been. God treats us and loves us and cares for us based on who God is and who God has always created us to be, based on Jesus. And so because of that, we can always walk around with great confidence and courage and love ourselves and see ourselves the way that God sees us. It's not cocky. It's not arrogant to love yourself and to value yourself and see yourself with such high esteem. God considers us even greater than himself or equal to himself in order that God would give everything for us, everything, so that we could not be separated from God and that we would not have to die and that this would just be it for our lives. God wanted us to be able to live for forever and to be able to be raised again
seated in eternity with God, to always know how valued and loved we are by God. Even just that bit of truth right there is enough to carry someone with joy for the rest of their lives here on earth. You know, God began to heal me with love. God began to speak to me, or I believe actually God has always been speaking to me, but I began to hear God speaking to me about how loved I was, how valued I was, that God didn't love me for what I did and for what I said and what I had, but God loved me for who I was, and really began to change the whole scope of my life when I began to see myself the way that God sees me. You know, especially being in this entertainment industry, there's always circumstances and situations where people will tell me what I need to fix and what I need to work on, and I'm not saying that I don't want to grow, that I don't want to improve and accelerate in my dreams and health and etc., but I want to be who God has created me to be. I want to feel free in my identity and my value and not look at myself as a project or a robot in the mirror that needs to be fixed. But I just want to enjoy who I am as I'm on my journey and as I'm growing, as I'm learning, as I'm transforming. Not look at myself like as a problem and one day I'll love myself. One day I'll like this about myself and then I'll get to this place where I can be happy and proud. No, I can be happy and proud today. Having high self-esteem affects every area of your life, your relationships, how you see people, how you see your dreams, the decisions that you make, you know, what you see when you look in the world. It's all based a lot of times on our belief system, how we think and how we feel about others and how we think that God feels about us. And majority of the world is walking around with an erroneous view and perception of who they are, who God is, and who others are. The good news, though, is that every single moment of every single day, God is continuously working to heal our hearts, to restore our lives, to restore our minds and our well-being so that we can be able to walk in peace, walk in joy, walk in victory, just walk in an amazing friendship with God that can't be tainted and that can't be distorted no matter what comes our way, where I can still look at myself in the mirror if I'm feeling bloated or I'm having a difficult day or am I feeling like my hair is not cooperating, whatever it may be. That I know that I'm still beautiful, that I know that I'm still so loved, so valuable and worthy, and I can celebrate myself and I can celebrate others. That's been a super cool thing is as my self-esteem has grown, as my confidence has grown, I don't find myself feeling jealous of people anymore and comparing my life and myself to others. I can truly celebrate people and I see the beauty and the splendor in every single person and I'm able to just enjoy them for who they are and know that the same God who's moving in them is the same God who's moving in me and my life. And so it's brought me so much freedom and healing to every area of my life. God will take you from pain to power. God will take you from pain to power. God is not the author of your pain. God is not the cause of your pain. But God can work in your life in such a tremendous and magnificent way that it will literally take the pain that you've been experiencing and work it out for your good. Because God doesn't waste a thing. From pain to power. And you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror and love who you are and value who you are and see the magnificence, the splendor in you, and see how God is so happy about who you are and so happy about what He created in you. I want to end this story time segment with one of my favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite artists. Here is NDRE with Video. You are so beautiful. You are so handsome. You are exactly who God created you to be. And God cares about how you feel about yourself. God cares about how you see yourself and how you view yourself, not only in the mirror, but how you feel from deep within. God will always value you, and your self-esteem is important, and it helps to determine a lot of your decisions and how you see yourself in this world. And you can believe what God believes about you. Keep listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne right here on Grindhard Radio.
Depends on whatever feels good in my soul. Ooh, 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 ooh. of a game, a misconception, a mass deception. Something's got to change. Don't be offended, this is all my opinion. Ain't nothing that I'm saying law. This is a true confession of a life learned lesson I will sit here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your soul on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything's gonna be alright.
Our next segment of the night is Easy Love with Dave Seidel, joint published author of his new book, 18 Miles, speaker, blogger of God Needs New PR, and Christian rap artist who graduated from Caris Bible College in 2016 as he shares the gospel truths, which has transformed his relationship with God from hard work to easy love. Hashtag Easy Love to ask him questions and join in the conversation.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to session 4 of my Easy Love segment. This is Dave Seidel. Got a lot of good stuff to share with you this week, so just going to get right into it here. All right. So last week, I was sharing with you guys about taking my health insurance exam. I had taken it twice, and last time I took it, I missed it by one question, if you recall. Well, I am happy to say that I was finally able to pass the test this week, praise God. And now, I can look back at what happened, and, I saw that something happened to me during this process, which is pretty common, I think, that happens to a lot of people in their relationships with God. So that's what I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on here in this session. So I'll briefly summarize what happened to me during my test preparation, and then I'll relate it to our relationship with God. Okay, so as I mentioned, I had to take the test 3 times. Okay, first time I took it, I wasn't even aware that there was a life insurance part of the test, so it was for a health and life insurance exam. Okay, I work for a health insurance company. We have to do health only a little bit. I'm sorry, life insurance, just a little bit. So anyways, the main focus was the health insurance side. And, we're given an online course to study. And, I was basically told, like, okay, just do the course and good luck. So there's a bunch of other things going on at work. So I didn't, even know that there was a whole other segment to this course. Anyways, you're given, you have to pass a test online in order to get a certificate to take the state exam. Okay, well, I got the certificate, but it was only for the health insurance side of it, okay? So I go and take this test, and I am just totally unprepared for this test. I mean, there's all these questions about life insurance, and, I'm just like, my goodness, I know nothing about this, and I just felt completely lost, and it was not a good feeling. I still only missed the passing the exam by only 6 questions, but like I said, it was not a good feeling. So I was kind of upset at that I had spent all that time and nobody made sure, I was doing the course correctly and stuff like that. And so the second time, I focused almost all my time on the other side, the life insurance. And, I was also studying a little bit differently, probably not the way I should have been as far as just memorizing answers to questions as opposed to, like, really understanding the concepts. So the third time I took it, I was finally felt like I was properly prepared with all the right information, and I was studying my flashcards and understanding the concepts properly. And guess what? I passed the test, and it was a much more enjoyable experience. Okay, so what's the point here? If you noticed, the test became enjoyable to me when I was properly prepared and I knew what I was doing. You know, you might say, well, that's pretty obvious. Yeah, it is. But what's not obvious is knowing when you're actually prepared and when you're not. You know, being that I wasn't from that industry, I didn't know that I wasn't prepared. Okay. So in general, I just feel like proper training, just as kind of a side note, I feel like proper training is really underrated nowadays. And not only that, you know, people really aren't aware of what it takes to be prepared. So the feeling, you know, I get from a lot of businesses and, you know, when they're training employees, it's just like, all right, bud, well, here you go. We're going to throw you in the deep end and hope you survive. And it's just a terrible strategy, in my opinion, just really disrespectful to people. You know, because even if they do survive, they're probably not going to like their employer very much. It's not going to be a foundation for a good relationship. Now, I understand people say, like, well, you have to just learn by experience a lot of times. And yeah, I mean, I agree there's some truth to that, but it's just really irresponsible, in my opinion, to throw people into situations where they have no idea what they're doing. Again, it's not enjoyable. It hurts people's confidence, and it hurts their relationships with others as well. All right, so how does this relate to our relationship with God? Excuse me. In my opinion, most people treat life and relationship with God like they're trying to pass an exam to be acceptable to Him and to get to heaven, okay? Most take the approach that the world and business takes and apply it to their relationship with God, okay? Problem is, doesn't work that way, okay? In other words, what if there is no test with God? What if you are acceptable to God? How would that change your life and relationship with God, okay? Most people don't hear about this and or won't let themselves even consider this because they've heard a contrary message their whole life and they don't want to face the possibility of possibly being wrong. So the bottom line is that knowing this truth about your being acceptable to God is a game changer, just in general, but really for most people, especially if they're not hearing the right message. So, you know, it makes their experience with God a much more enjoyable one. Why? Because they know the truth and they're no longer focusing on the things that they have to do to get right with God. They're no longer living in fear. They're able to just enjoy the experience with God. Okay? So this message is kind of explaining to you guys why it seems so hard many times and why we are where we are, in my opinion, in terms of religion and church and relationship with God. You know, we've been so busy trying to earn our way into heaven and focused on our good deeds that we completely miss the good thing that God has said and done in Jesus. We completely miss that we are acceptable to Him, that we've been set free from sin and death, and that there is no test with God, okay? He simply just wants more than anything just to hang out with us and enjoy life together. But because of the misconceptions we have about God, we're kind of giving Him the stiff arm most of the time and not letting Him in. This is the whole dynamic, you know, what makes getting through to people about the love and grace of God so hard. Most of the time, you know, we can't just come in and preach the truth and people receive it. They have to be set free from many lies first before they'll allow this message into their heart. It's why I appreciate the ministries of Greg Henry and Bertie Britt so much, and why they've been so effective for me is because they were willing to take the time to really break down these scriptures, go into the original language, etc., and have the boldness to preach the truth, even though they knew it would probably offend many people. But, you know, it showed me what was really the truth, in my opinion, I guess. And then, you know, I could receive the message of love and grace about God, okay? So, you know, it seems to me many in the church want to blame the people for churches not being bigger or more effective. You know, we always want to play the game, right? Blame game, right? Where we say we know it's not God and we don't want to blame ourselves, so the natural thing for us to do is to blame others. And that, I mean, from a ministry perspective, rather than taking responsibility for the message we preach as ministers, we're quick to just say, well, you know, the people don't listen and they're bad people, and so that's why things are the way they are. No. See, I know, I understand it may look that way, but that's largely due to the message they have been hearing, okay? Should they hear the right message, you would see more effectiveness, okay? But the thing is, it takes time, it takes commitment to this, and most of the time, it takes a lot of time because people have been hearing the wrong thing for so long. It takes years and years of hearing the right thing to overcome that. That was my personal experience. Unfortunately, you know, most churches preach kind of a mixture of law and grace. It seems right to the carnal mind to have that kind of a balance, but what it does is it confuses people, and a confused mind always says no. In other words, again, people still aren't fully convinced about God, so the default mode is to go back into self-reliance. And that right there is the root cause of many of the problems that you see. It's very subtle. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but it is. All right, so, you know, you may be able to get it right for a while, but eventually you realize you can't, and that leads to separation from God because we feel like a failure or we feel like God doesn't accept us, okay? A good comparison, you know, with all the computer programs and stuff we have now is, you know, if you look at the programs that computers run on. We know if the programs get corrupted or there's a virus or whatever, it can shut down the whole computer. Same way with us. I mean, if we get programmed with the wrong message, it can render us completely ineffective. Not because we're bad people, but because of the message and training that we've received, okay? So, again, this message here is just using an event in my life to help people understand what's happening in regards to the church, religion, and relationship with God and why the church isn't effective, again, why it seems so hard, to have a good relationship with God, okay? It's being stripped of all the power because we're not being properly trained about God, which leads to separation from Him. And then if there's no root, that root isn't there, there's no fruit. But we then get busy focusing on just producing the right fruit, whereas if we would focus on the root, the right fruit would come effortlessly. Hopefully you guys were following me there, all right? So the takeaway from this message should be two things. One, the message you listen to and training you get is extremely important. It is the difference between having a miserable experience with God versus having an enjoyable, nearly too good to be true experience with God. Two, you are acceptable to God. There is no test with God, okay? And I don't have time right now, so I'll probably follow this up with another message about us being acceptable to God, unless I'm led in a different direction, but that's probably where I'll go with the next message here, okay? But I hope this helps you guys see the situation as a whole a little bit clearer and opens you up to hearing a little bit more about, you know, the root of our relationship with God, okay? So thanks again for listening. If you'd like to learn more about me and my ministry, you can check out my website, godneedsnewpr.com, and or you can read my new book, 18 Mile. All right, have a good week, guys. God bless.
Our next segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in Him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept and love you as you are. On this Mythbusters, I want to share this clip by my favorite speakers, inspirations, mentors, and castmate, Dawn Warner. I listen to her messages over and over, and they have brought great healing and hope and encouragement to my life and being. I wanted to share this clip from Dawn that I titled, There's Nothing Wrong With You.
Hey everyone, I really felt to share my heart tonight about being single on Valentine's Day. And the reason I wanted to share about this is because I was on Facebook and I saw everyone's news feed and I saw all the just the photos and of people getting gifts, of people getting engaged, of just all the interaction on Facebook about Valentine's Day. And it started having a crazy voice to me, and it started having a voice to me of, look at you, where is your husband, where is your boyfriend? And Jesus immediately spoke to my heart, and he immediately spoke truth to me and said, you're mine, you're my beloved, you are complete in me. So I just wanted to encourage you that no matter where you're at in your relationship status, that you are Jesus's, you are made for God, you are his, you're his beloved, and you're his beloved son, you're his beloved daughter, and that we're first complete in Christ before we have that one or we have that other one, that we first have to receive his love, his glory, his good opinion, and let him heal us in some places before we reach out and have another relationship. So I just felt to share it with you that you're not alone, that you're Jesus' beloved, and you're made for him, and that you're complete in Christ. And if you're feeling lacking in any area today because of all the hype of Valentine's Day, know that you are Jesus's Valentine. You're his favorite, that he saw you, that you were the joy that was set before him, that if you were the only one, he would have done it just for you. So I want to encourage you to sit with Jesus. Let him love on you. Let him heal some places in your heart that he knows have need healing. He knows everything you've been through. He knows everything that you've been through. He co-lives this life with you. Our Father, Son, Holy Spirit co-live this life with you. And they know what you're thinking, and they know what you're feeling, and they know the truth you need to be convinced of. So let them convince you today. Let them convince you that you're not lacking anything, that you're complete in Christ, that you are perfect, that you're beautiful, that you're wanted, accepted, loved, and treasured, that you're his, that you're made for him, that you're the bride of Christ. Even if you are a son, you're still the bride of Christ. So I just want to encourage you that you're not lacking anything. Today of all days is no different. You know, thank God that everyone is, you know, showing outpour of loving, but our Father showed his heart for us when Jesus went to the cross for us. That's where we look to. We look to the Godhead, that Jesus Christ and the Godhead is the only truth about us today. So if you're feeling lacking in any area, take your heart to Jesus, have a Trinity meeting, and let him persuade you that you are his beloved, that in you he is well pleased, and how perfect you are, and let him heal your heart in the ways and places he knows you need healing. So happy Valentine's Day to you. Just a quick little message to tell you that you are his Valentine, that you are his favorite, you are his beloved. He can't get enough of you. He delights in you. He hangs in every word that you say, and all his thoughts to you are for good, and you're loved. You are loved and treasured and wanted. So have a great night and know you're loved. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clips come from two of my dear friends, inspirations, mentors, favorite speakers, Denise Henry and Greg Henry. I titled this clip from Denise, You Are Accepted, and Greg's clip, The Proof You Matter.
When God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you from the dead. When he sat Jesus at his right hand, full of glory and honor, he sat you at his right hand, full of glory and honor. God wanted to show you who you are. That is who you are. Who you are is good and perfect, holy and blameless. That means you can relax. You can stop trying to prove that you're good. God has already proved it for you. There is nothing you can do to make yourself more holy than God has already made you. You can relax and stop feeling bad about yourself. You are acceptable. In fact, you are a reflection of God that nobody else can shine. The world, ourselves, and sadly, sometimes the church tell us that it's our actions that define whether we're good or not. But that is not true. It is the faith of the Son of God that defines who you are. And what is this faith of God? It's what God believes about you. what God believes you defines who you are. And this is what God says about you. God is at rest with you as his son and daughter because who you are is good. He has no desire to add something to you for you to be acceptable to him. God will always visit you with his goodness and loving kindness and favor. He is well pleased with you because who you are is good. You are full of God's glory and honor. Your value and worth is equal to Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Your value and worth is equal to Jesus, seated at the right hand of God in heaven. You are innocent. God has never known you by what you do or don't do. He has always known you as you really are. Paul said that he lived his life by the faith of the Son of God. Paul lived in God's opinion of him. That is God's desire for you and me also. God wants you to relax and rest in his good opinion of who you already are. He wants to establish you in his righteousness. What does that mean? It means he wants to persuade your heart that you're already righteous. You're already good. You see, the problem is not that you aren't good. The problem is that you don't know you're good. God tells us in the book of Proverbs to listen to his words and to let them penetrate our hearts. What are those words? It's the good words that God wants to speak about you and me. The gospel that says you are good, that tells you that God made you good. And you can just believe it and receive God's opinion of you.
But one of the things that the wisdom of the world does is what can happen in the heart of the human being is that we all desire to find evidence or proof of our significance. We all desire to find our lives born from the place where we can believe that we matter to people or that we've made a difference in somebody's life or that because we've made a difference in somebody's life, that can be the evidence that our lives are significant or that we have value in our lives. So we're always looking to see, did I make a difference in this world? Did I make a difference in people's lives here? Did I do something that my life mattered, that meant that my life mattered? It's like we're always looking around wanting to believe that we've actually done something that mattered in this world, that mattered to people. Now, this is a subtle trap, guys, that can keep us on the hamster wheel of life where we'll always be laboring and in bondage to try to do something that can convince us that we are of significance or that we can do something that can convince us that we matter in this world. Well, listen, man, the evidence that you are significant or the evidence that you matter or the evidence that your life is of value is found in the fact that the Father of all glory, the Father of lights, God Almighty himself has spoken a word in Jesus to each one of you that he couldn't envision eternity without you. And so you matter to him. You make a difference in his life. Glory to God. Your significance is defined by the one who couldn't see his life without you. And so if you want to know if you're significant or if your life matters or if you have value, don't look for it in the things in this world. Don't even look for it in your personal relationships. But look for it in the one or from the one that has spoken a word about you in Jesus that says to you, you matter to him, that you're significant to him, that you have value to him. Not because of what you can do for him, but because of the life he envisioned being able to share with you, where he could be father to you, and you could be son or daughter to him, and he can serve you with his life. Glory to God. You see, and what can happen is, you know, we say it's only men that will have the midlife crisis, right? Where we get to the point, we look around, and we think, what did it all matter? Did I even do anything? But I think that happens to every human being, and we're always looking to find evidence of our significance. You need look no further for evidence of your significance than Jesus, who represents what the Father thinks about you in heaven. And in the same way God couldn't see his life without Jesus seated on his right hand, God can't see his life without you seated at his right hand. Therein is the proof that you matter. Therein is the proof that you have significance, that you have value. It's found from what God has said about you. Glory to God. You see, once that can get in your heart, you can be set free from all the lies that the world tries to tell you about who you are. And then you can walk through life with a smile on your face, living from passion instead of living in bondage to a system of always trying to do something that can be good enough that you can say, ah, now I have value. Look what I've done. That's bondage, man. That's a life of bondage. That's a life of laboring and toiling, trying to live by the sweat of your brow. That's what God told Adam was a cursed life. It's a cursed life, guys, to try to do something to prove your significance or your value or your worth. It's a much better life to just rest in the fact that you mean so much to the Father in heaven that you'll spend the rest of your days here trying to wrap your mind around His good opinion of you, and you'll be so blown away by His good opinion of you when you stand face to face with Him, and you think you're going to be blinded by His glory, but when you find that the glory that shines out of Him towards you also comes shining out of you towards Him, it's going to blow your mind, and you're going to be so overcome with His love that tears of joy will come down your face, and you'll say, my goodness, I am significant. My goodness, I do have value. Hallelujah. I do matter. I mean, what better person is there to matter to than God, right?
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
There is nothing wrong with me. I was created in the image of God. I lack no good thing. I am not a project or a car that needs to be fixed. I don't look to other people to fill me up and be my happiness. I allow God to fill my heart and bring me joy. I am a whole person. I am healed and healthy. I am an atmosphere changer. I don't have to live in fear of making mistakes because even when I make the wrong decision, God can still help me. I will never be finished, washed up, or thrown away. God will always rescue me. God will always come to me. I will always be valuable to God and His gem. God will always stay with me. God will always live in me. My life is valuable. I will always be of great significance. I don't compare myself or life to others. My journey is uniquely my own. What's for me is for me. God will always provide and make a way for me. I don't live to prove people wrong. I live from the overflow of my heart. I don't allow other people to control or determine how I feel about myself or treat others. In all situations, I am authentically myself. Every morning when I wake up, I am energetic and refreshed. God rejuvenates my entire being and life every moment of every day. I wake up ready to flow and rise throughout my day. And even on my worst day, I am still a masterpiece and chosen by God. I am a dream catcher. I attract health, wealth, and abundance. I don't allow anything or anyone to box me in or discredit me. I don't dismiss my victories. Instead, I celebrate every time I choose love over fear. Every time I choose to keep going instead of quit. I always show up. I show up in every aspect and area of my life. I celebrate every victory along the way. I will persevere and prevail.
All right, everyone. I am checking right now because now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you know, I do this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. All right, so I'm going to start with some of the prayer requests you guys have sent me via Facebook and Twitter and also on my Instagram as well. If you're listening into the show and you want to receive prayer right now, all you need to do is literally just press 1. If you already called into the number, press 1, and I'll see you in the studio, and we can chat, can pray for you, encourage you, lift you up, whatever you've been needing. And if you are listening online or you are on my social media right now, just call in to 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043. All right. So I'm going to start first with Joy Marshall. She sent me in 2 prayer requests from Facebook. Joy says, my son Joshua has a pinched nerve in his left arm, and his left arm is significantly smaller than his right. He is in prison and is unable to get medical attention. Thank you for your prayers. All right. Well, first, Joy, I want to thank you for sending in your prayer requests. I'm going to start with the first one that you sent me. Father God, I thank you so much for Joshua. I thank you that there is nothing that is too hard for you, and I just speak to the nerves in Joshua's body right now, and that you are just, is the nerve in his neck, Joy. Well, either way, I'm praying for it now. I pray for that pinched nerve and that you are just releasing all the tension and whatever has caused that pinched nerve, whatever is not functioning right in his body, that you are ending that right now, and that his body is going to function exactly the way it needs to, and that his nerves and his tendons, every part of his body, are going to function smoothly and easily throughout the day and throughout the night, and especially whenever he's been feeling the pain the most, that you are just eradicating all the pain from his body. And also I pray for his arms, that whatever has caused his arms to be uneven sizes, that you are bringing healing to that as well, and that his body is going to be the same size all the way throughout. And I just thank you so much for his life, and even more than his physical body, that you are bringing hope and healing to his mental, emotional, and spiritual body. I pray that no matter what is happening in the prison, and as I was sharing with Joy on Facebook, I can relate to this story because my biological father is in prison, and he's been there since I was a baby, and so he's dealt with health issues, a few health issues over the years, and not getting the attention and help that he needed in prison. And so I know a lot of times in prison, people can feel like they're not even human anymore, and I just thank you, Jesus, even right now for Joshua and for all the other inmates, that you were just radiating their hearts and their minds and their beings with your love, that they will always know that they are human to you, that they are your children and loved by you, no matter what they have been through or what they've done, and to know they can always begin again. And I just speak life to Joshua in Jesus' name. And Joy also says, can you please pray for a young friend, Christina, who has breast cancer and 3 small children? Also, my friend Shauna, newly diagnosed in September, with, and John, who just lost his wife to cancer. God, please help us to have wisdom on what to do in our society to get rid of all this cancer. It is ridiculous. Well, as I was telling Joy as well, I have a huge hate towards sickness and towards pain and cancer in particular, and for all the suffering that it has caused people. I thank you, Jesus, even right now for these friends of Joy, for Christina and for Shauna, and that you are literally just bringing healing to their breasts even right now, that whatever has caused that cancer, whatever has caused the cells to be cancerous, that you are just killing that in their body, and instead that their body is producing healthy cells and healthy blood throughout their entire being, that you are removing all tumors and anything that has been causing them sickness. And I thank you that you are giving them a new report. You are giving them a new start in life, and that this sickness, this cancer, does not have to be the final say-so for their lives, that they will live beyond that you're bringing healing and hope to them. And I pray for John, who just lost his wife. I just thank you for comforting him in only the way that you can, God, and surrounding John with loved ones and friends who can support him during this time, and just bringing him peace and hope to this family, in Jesus' name. All right, Kaylee Jane says, I've had a cold since Thursday last week, and today I sneezed so much, so hard, that I think I pulled something in the right side of my neck. If the medicine doesn't help in the next hour, I'm going to urgent care. Thanks, Sade and friends. Have an amazing radio show tonight. And I know Kaylee has just recently told me that she didn't go to the urgent care, but that her neck was still hurting and she's in a lot of pain. And so right now we just thank you, Father God, that you are just bringing healing to whatever was pinched or pulled in Kaylee's neck, and also for that you are clearing up her sinuses, and that you are healing her immune system, and whatever has caused the cold, that you are just bringing life to her body. I know this time of year it can be easy for people to feel like they're catching a sickness or a flu, or our immune systems are breaking down, but I thank you that you're just building Kaylee up, and that you're encouraging her and just reminding her of how loved and treasured she is for you, and treasured by you, in Jesus' name. All right, to anyone who's listening in, once again, you can feel free to call. I'd love to chat with you and encourage you. If you don't want to chat live on air, I can always just pray for you in my messages as well. Many people have sent me anonymous messages, or they want to keep it anonymous, so we will do that too. All right, Keith says, please pray for a friend of mine. She is very much lost and needs some guidance from God. Well, we both know who this particular friend is that you're talking about, and I just lift her up to God right now, and I just thank God that this friend of ours is still alive. I thank you that you are still moving in her heart. And even right now, that whatever plans she may have that are not healthy to her being, that you are just putting a halt and a stop to those plans, and that you are instead moving her in the right direction, that you're bringing healing to her mind and hope to her soul, and that you're just bringing health again to her body, that she's no longer going to be making decisions and living from a place of hopelessness, that she's going to be making decisions from life and from confidence and from being secure in her identity. And I just pray that you are surrounding her with angels and with people who love her and care about her and who can set her on the right track when they see her out and they know that she's living out in the streets and that her life is heading down a deadly path, that instead you are protecting her and you're keeping her safe, and that you are putting her in the right direction and giving her a fresh and brand new start in life, in Jesus' name. All right, to anyone who's listening, if you want to chat with me live on air, all you need to do is just press 1 so I can see you in the studio. And then if I see you in the studio, you can just press 1 and I'll be able to chat with you and encourage you. If you've been needing any encouragement, prayer, you've been feeling down, whatever you're going through, I want to be here to support you. All right, so next we have Chrissy Young. She says, can you please pray for me? I have court tomorrow. All right, well, Chrissy, I'm praying for you, and I thank God that with your court case tomorrow, that it's going to go in your favor, that you're not going to have to be scared and afraid of what's going to happen and where you're going to be in your life, but that instead God has gone before you and that things are going to work out in your favor, that you're going to get good results tomorrow and you're going to be able to have a fresh start in life, that you won't feel like you're just, you know, spinning in this circle and going through this, but that God is literally accelerating you forward and helping you to move beyond this challenge and move beyond what you've been going through. I want to encourage you in that, Chrissy. Even when we make a mistake, God can still help us. It doesn't matter how far off you have gone or what has happened, God can still help you and God can still turn things around for your good, in Jesus' name. All right, I'm going to bring caller in 805-758. I'm going to bring you into the studio, caller 805, area code 805-758. Hello?
Hey, Sade.
Is this Armando?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Oh, my God.
That was fantastic.
That was beautiful. I was listening to you, and I was like, okay, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. You are an amazing person. And,
wow.
Like, you're such a positive influence to people that, like, it's just so inspiring, mm-hmm. like, to just hear all these positive words and you sending out so much positive energy to people.
Thank you.
I love you. And
I have had
the most amazing pleasure of getting to know you and meet you and experience high school with you. So I'm very proud of you, and I'm very happy that things are going in your favor, because you've worked so hard and you've earned it.
Thank you so much, Armando. I really appreciate you, and thank you for always being someone in my life throughout high school and throughout choir where you just really encouraged me, and you were always so kind. I have so many good memories of with you and of you, and so I'm thankful to that. And I feel like, you know, the reason why I do this show and what I do is because we need more hope in this world. We need more encouragement, positivity, love, and light. You know what I mean? It's like we see so much of the, we see so much of the negativity and discouragement, and if I can only be one person, you know, I'm one person who can touch one person who touches another one person, then we just don't know what it's going to lead to and how it changes the world, you know, but we need more of it.
Well, I feel like, you know, you're one person, but, you know, there's a lot of people that follow you that, you know, believe in what you say, but you're one person who is speaking out. Being strong, being positive, and it's like other people are more scared because they're unsure, because they don't know. They're more afraid of the backlash of it. And you know, we've dealt with a lot of trials and tribulations during our, even though we're not that, you know, not that old in the sense, but we've gone through a lot of things personally, and I'm sure they have too. But we've put our, you know, ourselves aside, and it's like, you know, we're just going to do it. Like, there, if we don't do it, then other people won't do it, because they see that more people are afraid than strong. So you're you're a strong personality that they can rely on to be like, she's strong. She's, you know, doing what she can to be a positive influence, and, you know, they follow you and everything, and you're just building up their strength until they can themselves be strong enough to do the same.
Wow. Thank you so much for
that's what I appreciate.
And that's what we need. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're 100% right, Armando, because it's like when we speak up and we step out, like even you speaking tonight is so powerful, and you've always been such a positive and encouraging person. And it's like you're right. As we are speaking up and sharing these things, it opens the door for other people as well. You know what I mean? And so it's like then you don't have to, you know, go through all these different things. And so, you know, and it helps other people because they're like, oh my God, well, I can speak up too. I don't have to go through this alone. I don't have to suffer alone. And I know that I can be strong too, you know. And, yeah, we do get some backlash. But guess what? The backlash is way, like, I'd rather receive some backlash and be happy and full of joy and free like I am now than try to be what everyone else wants me to be. And I lived in so much fear and anxiety and depression and panic attacks, you know. And so I'll take this any day.
It's better to have a backlash in any sense than to ever have anyone feel like you're alone. You're never alone. Nobody's ever alone. And I feel like that's the main issue with a lot of people now, which causes the depression and anxiety. They feel like they're alone, that nobody understands what they're going through, that, you know, they don't have a voice that they can relate to, rely on. And it's like, no, you're wrong. You do have someone who understands you, someone who loves you. Some, even if it, they don't know you, they love you because they appreciate who you as a person and who you are, and the fact that you need that appreciation. Like, it's, you need that strength. If you need that strength, you have people that can help you get that strength so you can become a stronger person and rely on your own strength rather than the strength of other people. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
No, you made perfect sense. No, it made perfect sense, and I'm thankful for you calling in tonight to share this encouragement and also to encourage me, because you, you know, have brought a huge smile to my face tonight, and it really strengthened my heart. And also, I know that the other people who are listening around the world are thankful unto you as well. So I want you to keep being exactly who you are,
like,
because who you are is good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always used to, I love making people laugh. I love bringing joy to people. Sometimes I'm not the very joyous person myself. I will admit that. But I still try to bring joy into other people's lives, because that to me is a satisfaction. Seeing someone smile that normally doesn't smile brings me joy and hope, because I was able to help at least one person that was having a bad day. And you know what? I might have been having the same bad day at the same time, but seeing that person have a better day made my day a little more bearable, if that makes sense.
Wow, that was so powerful. Thank you so much, Armando. I'm thankful unto you and for being the friend you are. And I definitely was, I'm going to message you after this because I'd love to be able to stay in contact with you and see how we can encourage each other and even grab coffee one of these days. I mean, you're one of old school friends, you know, from high school,
yeah,
and supporters and beautiful voices. And so I'm really thankful,
yeah,
for you, and I appreciate you.
I would love that. Of course. Of course. Thank you for having me on here. I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank you so much to my amazing high school friend, Armando.
Thank you for having me. I love you.
Love you. All right, so we have a couple more prayer requests. These ones are anonymous. And so the first anonymous one says, hey, Shade, can you please pray for me? I'm feeling down. I'm feeling really down from being hurt so bad by two people I love. All right, well, you know what? I just want to encourage you that even though you're going through a difficult time right now, even though you've been feeling depressed and sad, to know that it's not always going to be this way. One of the most difficult things for me in my life when I was struggling was I would always believe the lie that it's always going to be like this, that I'm always going to be struggling. Things are never going to change. But I want you to know that things will get better, that you are not only going to survive, but you are going to thrive, and that you are going to have people in your life who, you know, even if sometimes the ones we love, they hurt us and they don't mean to, they don't want to, you know, it's like, and sometimes it's unintentional, sometimes it seems like it's intentional, but in the depths of people's heart, they don't want to hurt us, you know, and so I just want to give you that piece of encouragement. Also, to know that God can also bring people in your life who love you and value you in the way that you need, that will be a reflection of God's love. And so I just pray right now for your heart, and that your heart will not be callous and your heart will not become hard and cold and bitter because of what you've gone through, but that instead that you will allow God to strengthen your heart and love you and encourage you and remind you that this too shall pass, and that you are still so lovable, that you're still so worth loving, and that you are going to rise above this. All right, and then our last prayer request is for that. This is anonymous as well. He says, pray for my family, my friends, my music, my crew, my business, my health, my mind, and my soul. All right, well, I just thank you, God, for all of these things that this person has sent in, and I thank you that you're bringing health and wealth and prosperity and just your kindness, love, joy, and peace to every area of this person's life, and that you are literally just bringing their dreams to pass, that you are igniting their music, that you are just taking care of them in every way, and they're not going to have to feel worried in any area of life, but that they know that you've got them and that you are for them. And so I want to share with you guys, because as you know, another segment that we feature every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and also the ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So I want to share with you guys testimonial that was sent in to me from someone that we prayed for recently on the show. This was sent to me from my friend Deidre and her family, and I was praying for them about their finances because they had their rent was coming up, and they did not have the finances that they needed for their family. And so I've been praying for them, and God had just shown me a vision. I saw like a vision of like a picture that just said free rent. And so as I was praying for her and her family, I just told her that I was like, I just saw that when I was praying for you, and in my heart, free rent. And so I'm praying that for you in your heart. And so she sent me this message recently, and she said, someone sent us almost our complete amount for rent. Thank you, Jesus. The day before we have to pay, and we actually have some left over to pay bills. I'm so thankful to God, asking for that provision every month. Thank you for praying, Sade. What a miracle, and we love you, Jesus. God can do anything. Nothing is too hard for God. There's no challenge or situation that you're facing today that God cannot heal and be able to help you with. You are going to be more than okay. You are so loved and cared for. And so I just want to thank you guys for sharing your testimonials with me. Thank you for allowing me to pray for you and pray with you. And as things are happening in your life and you have these miracles and these good things that happen, please share them with me so we can share them with our listeners and they can be encouraged too, and they can know that things will get better.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 20 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindheart Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the entire world, India Ari, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Dave Seidel and Don Warner, and special guests, Irene Castillo, Denise Henry, and Greg Henry. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is The Walls Group, and You Don't Stop. Make sure you go and get their brand new album, The Other Side, now. It is fantastic, and I am setting up a special interview, an episode with The Walls Group coming up soon on my Sade Champagne radio show. And this album is absolutely phenomenal, and they are huge supporters of mine, and I am huge supporters of theirs. God will never stop loving you. God will never stop encouraging you, empowering you, and being there for you. God's love goes on and on and on and on and reaches into every crevice of your heart, of your being, of your life, of your very existence. Next week is our Girl Power, You Have Always Been a Queen episode. Ladies, this episode is just for you. You may have forgotten about your crown, but it still sits on your head and radiates in your heart. You are still so loved, valuable, and worthy of loving. You were created in the image of God, and only you can express a part of God that no one else can. There is nothing inferior or less than about you. We'll have a new story time segment. Veronica and I will have a new woman-to-woman segment, and Don Warner is bringing a new family talk segment. I'll be answering your questions, sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to the Season 2, Episode 20 of my new show, Spirit in Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Ever since I can remember,
don't.